G'day, Mike. How you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Look, after six games, you're sitting in fourth, 3-3. How does that resonate with you?
Yes, pretty good at the moment. Our ideal target towards the end of the season is to be where we're at the moment. So hopefully we can continue that process on towards the end of the season.
Answer me this one. You beat Launceston United 2-1 on May 22. And then no games until June the 5th, the 6th, when you have a bye. Then 2 weeks to your next game, 19th of June. Can you explain that for our listeners? It's a bit of a glitch in the system, isn't it?
Well, the way it replicates itself is obviously because there's only seven teams in the league. There's a round bye, which we have this coming weekend. Then the semi-finals of the Statewide Cup are following that, and then they've jumped the finals then a week advance as well, so to get it out of the way a lot quicker. So usually there's probably about 4 weeks break between the semi-final to the final. So they've boxed that in a little bit quicker this time around, but which affects us dramatically. So, unfortunately, we sit out for 3 weeks.
How do you get to keep things rolling with the 3 weeks? You get a bit of match simulation. Will you try and really do as much as you can and then perhaps give them a week to freshen up?
Yes, we've got a fair few programs happening, intra-club games. We're confident enough that we can get some games with our under-16s and under-18 boys program. That'll happen midweek. And we're looking at chasing up a couple of the championship sides to hopefully get some games on the Saturday around the same time that we usually play, just to keep that match fitness under our belt. So pending that, everything should be fine.
Is that 4-2 win over Kingborough the best you've played, or is it that... That went pretty well for you, netted 4 goals, but your best game has been somewhere else?
Look, I think all our games have been progressing very well. We've got a very young side that's come into Super League this year that had just been basically advanced from our Northern Championship side last year. We've picked up three players to initiate the WSL. So we've been gradually improving week in, week out. There's a lot for them to understand playing at, almost at a semi-professional level. So it's working where we want it to work. We've been in the game for a long period of time. We just haven't had a full 90-minute game. We've been creating a lot of chances. On the offside of that, we've had a fair few injuries that have happened outside of our training and football program, which is a bit of a problem, but these things happen. We're slowly getting those injury concerns back into full fitness now. So the game against Kingborough was really good game actually for us. We probably put a lot of chances away that we didn't quite get in the earlier stages. Those 1 or 2 percenters that you really rely on when you're playing well, and they create and they happen. We just didn't get them in the early game. So hopefully this process, 2 wins in a row now from us, and we're 3 wins, 3 losses where we're sitting at the moment. The team's really gelling really well, and, hopefully that continues on.
And nothing beats playing at the top level, does it? Playing together and being able to improve together.
Oh, look, it definitely is. When I coached State League at Ulverston, it was a massive big step up, and we had a very successful program over there. And then, to come back to my former club, the first year back we played Northern Championship, and Northern Championship is a really good second-tier division. If you've already played Super League, you understand the comparatives that are there. So State League is a massive step up, a massive program, a big commitment, as well as travelling, etc. You're playing top games week in, week out, so there's no really relaxing on a weaker side as such.
What sports are the girls changing from, Mel?
That's a good question. There's a lot of girls... They've got more commitment at the moment. Of age, they like to get their licence and do their individual things. They're really committed on getting jobs and starting, that side of life, which is great. A lot of sport-wise, there's quite a few that play futsal that then progress or still do actually rebound off of each other in that area. Probably the last couple of years, I don't, you know, AFL hasn't been a real problem. You know, you've got the ones that will obviously try it because it's a new sport, and then, you know, they end up coming back to play our football brand. So, yeah, it's you know, it's pretty much, you know, if you want to play football, soccer as it's called, you know, they pretty well stick to it.
Mal, is there a drop-off rate? Most sports really do have it, but what's it like with your club and soccer down there?
No, our drop-off rate's, you know, pretty good. Ideally, you're going to get, you know, the odd ones that move on or have something else on, and, you know, university's probably the biggest concern. Moving down the state, down to Hobart or interstate, but realistically, we you know, keep most of our players through, so they can start playing football at 5 years old through our skills acquisition program at Devonport. They can then play obviously through their schools, and then into the Devonport Junior Association, and then into what they call a youth football program that's club based, which is, I think, starts at under 12. That then moves into a senior youth program till they're 16, which then allocates them into a senior women's program, and then the top tier then is obviously WSL State League. On top of that, the ones that are, you know, 30-plus that we've got playing at the moment also can play over a Sunday in our social league.
And the further improvements to Valley Road, it's pretty exciting. I mean, will that bring a further influx of potentials, do you think?
Oh, look, definitely is. For the size of the complex at the moment, it's, you know, it's, we've really outgrown it, and we need some improvements and another ground to work with, etc., that we're using that those facilities 5 nights a week, so it's fairly overloaded at the moment. And you know, when you've got quality facilities, it's a major draw card for anybody to want to come along and play.
Well, Mal, you're 3-3. You're sitting in fourth. I think the girls have done exceptionally well. You're an experienced coach. Let's hope that when you get started again in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to pick up where you left off and keep that stretch running. And hopefully, the girls can have their eyes on finishing in that finals series. I know it's one game at a time, but well done on so far. And let's see if you can keep it going.
Yeah, no worries, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate it.